Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin talking about another senior expo that you have coming up, this one in Kane. It's happening next week. Talk to us about where specifically it's going to be, when, and what kind of information folks can find there.
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another senior expo in Kane in the coming week. It's going to be held on Friday, September 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kane Community Center. That's located at 46 Fraley Street in Kane. And the expo is an excellent opportunity for senior citizens, for their family members, and really anyone that knows a senior to come out and talk face-to-face with organizations that offer services for senior citizens. So there's a wide array of information available at the expo, from healthcare information to insurance and financial planning, fraud protection, government services, and the event is free to attend and lunch is provided. In addition to that, our final expo for the year will be held on Friday, October 11th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So two upcoming events, and I hope folks will come out to the senior expos.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news for the dairy industry in this state, and that's the Dairy Futures Commission. Talk to us about what's going on here. I understand that they had their first meeting, and what's this all about, and what are we going to get done here?
Well, this week was the inaugural meeting of the Pennsylvania Dairy Future Commission, and that's a 23-member commission made up of individuals both from the public and private sector from all over the Commonwealth that is tasked with making recommendations to strengthen our state's dairy industry. The commission was created as a result of Act 66 that we passed a couple months ago, and the commission is going to be meeting over the next year to further study the dairy industry and, as I said, make recommendations for how we can strengthen the industry. Specifically, the commission is charged with reviewing and making recommendations to promote and strengthen Pennsylvania's dairy industry by looking at processing, production, and marketing, looking at the current issues facing the industry, looking at statutory, regulatory, and local government impacts on the industry, and really anything that affects Pennsylvania's dairy industry. The commission's task is to make these recommendations to the General Assembly and the governor by August of 2020.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is making sure that all students are properly educated in the state of Pennsylvania, and that includes special education students. Talk to us about what's going on here and the Special Education Funding Commission.
Well, the General Assembly recently reestablished the Special Education Funding Commission. It was originally formed in 2012, and the task of the commission is to review the funding formula that determines payments to school districts across the Commonwealth for special education services. Back in 2012, when the commission was first formed, they conducted several meetings, gathered information, and made recommendations, which were adopted by the General Assembly in 2013 and 14. And that was significant back then. Since that time, special education funding has been increased significantly, and now certainly there's a need for us to reconstitute the commission. So the newly reestablished commission features a bipartisan group of House and Senate legislators, as well as the Secretary of Education and other representatives from the governor's office. And their task is to meet throughout the fall and issue a report to the General Assembly no later than November 30th regarding additional changes that can be made to support Pennsylvania's special education students.
And the final thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is being prepared, not scared. And that's the slogan being used for National Preparedness Month. Talk to us about what being prepared is all about.
Well, September has been designated as National Preparedness Month. The Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency is encouraging everyone to take steps to plan for emergencies by participating in this preparedness event throughout the month of September. This year's theme is Be Prepared, Not Scared, and certainly it's important to be prepared. And we all know that emergencies happen, and being prepared is vitally important. There's a website that's been set up to gain more information. That's www.ready.pa.gov.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.